Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
How we looking today? The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us as always. On this Friday, the 10th of July, a breezy day, a warm day, no massive thunderstorms in the area as of right now, a few gray clouds passing by, but that's about the extent of it. Today is a Top 5 Friday. We'll get into that coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over there at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, whether it's polyurea coating, epoxy flooring coating, rough finish, smooth finish, different colors, Wisconsin residents, business owners for showrooms, or maybe you're an industrial company and you want it done in your industrial warehouse and such as well. They can do it all. Get a hold of Sean and the gang over there through the through their website, epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. It is a Top 5 Friday. Let's do it.
It's a Top 5 Friday on the Bill Michaels Show. What's the top 5 list we'll talk about today? Who or what will be in your top 5? Let Bill know now.
Top 5 NFL quarterbacks going into the 2020 NFL season. The top 5 NFL quarterbacks, you believe, going into the 2020 season. In reverse order, I've got him this way. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, tremendous season last year. I've got him sitting at number 5. When you look at Drew Brees and what he was able to accomplish last season, completion percentages, touchdowns, the efficiency with which he worked, he sits at number 4. Tom Brady sitting at number 3. And he did switch teams, but coming into this season, you would assume he's going to take Tampa Bay to a different level. Even though Jameis Winston threw for a ton of yards, he also threw a lot of key picks last year at just inopportune times. For a team that was losing games by single digits, you would assume Brady's going to take him over the hump. Number two, Russell Wilson. Probably one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the National Football League, just consistently gets it done, consistently proves people wrong, and has really morphed and molded himself into a true leader out there in San Francisco or in Seattle. And then the number one quarterback, in my opinion, coming into the 2020 season, Patrick Mahomes, the money man. The guy that just got paid over $400 million, or will be paid over $400 million, he got a lot of money coming to him. Put it that way. But Patrick Mahomes, he is—he's my number one quarterback. And people are asking, well, what? Where was Aaron Rodgers? If I had to go with the next 4 or 5 or something like that, I'd probably go at number 6, Carson Wentz. Just look at his numbers. His numbers were fantastic. Number 7, Deshaun Watson. That guy was amazing last year and kind of working with what – now, he had DeAndre Hopkins. It's going to be interesting to see what he has without DeAndre Hopkins this year after just an inexplicable trade down there in Houston. But Deshaun Watson, then Aaron Rodgers. And then I've got at number 9, Dak Prescott. And you look at his numbers. And then at number 10 – Matt Ryan down in Atlanta. So that's the way I would go, would be if I had to go top 10, Mahomes, Wilson, Brady. Breeze, Jackson, Wentz, Watson, Rodgers, Prescott, and then Matt Ryan sitting at number 10. That's kind of the direction I would go. You can agree or disagree, but give me your top five quarterbacks coming into this NFL season. The only reason we kind of look at it this way is because the other day, and we were all kind of going through all of this, but when you start talking about top fives and top tens, Aaron Rodgers wasn't creeping up there in the top 10. And I had taken a little bit of umbrage with that, a little disagreement. But give us your top five. Your top five when you talk about the top five quarterbacks coming into this season, not just off their total body of work, but coming into this season. Top five quarterbacks coming into this season when you start to look at the list of where they would fall, where Aaron Rodgers may or may not fall on your list. You want to hit me up on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also hit me up over on the Facebook fan page and send them there as well. You can call in the program. We highly recommend you do so. Give us your top five. And you can hit us up at 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 if you want to find us there as well. So, Evan, we're going to go into the studio. Evan Heffelfinger standing by. Evan, you got your top five?
I do. I'm going to start out number five with Deshaun Watson. I think that he's being underrated. I think that Bill O'Brien holds him back a little bit. I'm scared of what that offense is going to look like without DeAndre Hopkins, but I still think with the legs and the arm talent that Deshaun Watson has, I put him number five. Number four and three I think could switch depending on my mood, depending on the day. For today, I have Lamar Jackson at number four. I think that John Harbaugh has created just a genius offense for him in Baltimore. Number three, I have Aaron Rodgers. That's probably a little bit biased, and it might be just nostalgic because I know how good
maybe
he can be.
Maybe wishful thinking.
Yeah, I mean, we saw flashes from him last season, but he was kind of that inconsistent we've seen the last 2-3 years. Hopefully, I mean, it's year two of the offense. We hear year two, that's when everything should be shaping up. So hopefully Rodgers can regain that and prove me right. Number two, I have Russell Wilson. I mean, last year, he was the only reason the Seahawks had any chance at all in their games. He's the only reason they made the playoffs. He showed that he is an MVP caliber and one of the best players in the NFL. And then number one is the $500 million man, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anyone can argue it at this point. He's doing things at an age that we've never seen before. I mean, he's beating Rodgers at what Rodgers was doing at that age. So I think Mahomes has to be number one.
So there you go. That is Watson, Jackson, Rodgers, Wilson, and Mahomes in your order. Is Mayor Mitch prepared to give us his top five?
I am indeed.
Mayor Mitch, what's going on, man?
I got Drew Brees at number five. I think just longevity, 41 years old. He's not slowing down anytime soon. The offense is catered around him down there in New Orleans. Number four, I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers. Age catching up to him a little bit, but I still think some of the balls that he makes and some of the throws he makes are still incredible to me. Number three, Lamar Jackson coming off the MVP season. Very exciting to watch. Nothing but good things coming from that guy, I think, going forward. Russell Wilson, number two. Again, like you said, Bill, just gets it done. And he's an MVP caliber quarterback. And then, of course, number one, Patrick Mahomes, the $500 million man. Consensus number one overall pick here, I think, as your top five quarterback going into 2020.
If Jackson gets better accuracy, that boy, I tell you what they could have in Baltimore would be, it would be great to see Jackson and Mahomes rival one another for years, like Brady and Manning did over in the AFC when you're talking about the top spot. So there you go. So he's got Breeze, Rodgers, Jackson, Wilson, and Patrick Mahomes. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Zachary listening to us in Altoona. Zachary, what you got going on, man?
Well, I'm driving to Taco Gen and I hear this list. I'm thinking I got to call in for this one.
Go.
My top five, I would go Watson. I think he's Deshaun. I'd say he's pretty underrated. I'd go Lamar Jackson, number four, just because I'm curious as to see what he'll do this year. I want to know if he can do. I want to see if he can do a little better in throwing than running. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I'd go Drew Brees, just because he's Drew Brees. I can never go against him. Number two, Russell Wilson, I've always been a Wilson guy since he played at Wisconsin. He was probably the only reason we got to the Big Ten championship game when he was at Wisconsin. And number one, I'd go with Patrick Mahomes. There's no doubting his greatness at this point.
Right. No, I would completely agree with Patrick Mahomes. And the thing about it is, well, you appreciate the phone call. And going to Taco John's, now he's making me hungry. When you talk about Patrick Mahomes, when you look at the metrics, his arm accuracy, his arm strength, his scramble ability, the speed with which he gets outside of the pocket, all these little things sabermetrically that these guys use inside those analytics, they say that over the last couple of years, his apex continues to grow, which means he's still growing and getting better when you look at Patrick Mahomes. Jackson, I will agree with. If Lamar Jackson gets better, 100% agree. He is going to be something to contend with, and the AFC is going to fast become a very, very interesting, interesting conference. Because you got Drew Brees, Tom Brady now, Aaron Rodgers now. You can't really consider Russell Wilson like the aging veteran, but he's more of a veteran than he is a young cat. You've got a lot of older guys, veteran guys, even Kirk Cousins. When you throw him into the mix, you look at a lot of those guys. Over in the NFC, but over in the AFC, you got a lot of young arms, a lot of young talent. But over in the NFC, I mean, Carson Wentz, you could look at him, but even Matt Ryan's aging as well. When you start to get into some of these more knowledgeable quarterbacks, they're very good because of their brain and obviously because of their throwing ability, but they've really made their bones because of longevity of time and the ability to read and decipher defenses. And they've been able to deliver the football. A lot of these young guns, they can scramble, they can move, they got great athleticism, they're bigger, they're stronger, it's hard to bring them down. There's a new wave of quarterback coming into the NFL. I want to know your top five on a top five Friday, top five quarterbacks in the NFL coming into this season. We'll continue with your phone calls, tweets, emails, all of that. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. You're out there driving around throughout the state of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, and you're looking at all the rows of corn, and you're saying, man, it looks good. But then again, some corn is grown for petroleum, and it's grown to put some motor fuel in your vehicle. And keep that in mind. Right now, we're supporting the farmers, the manufacturers, the dispensaries, the truck drivers, everybody that's involved. It's like ripples on a pond. You're doing something to buy local, and that is unleaded 88. And E85, you can put it in your vehicle. If your car is newer than 18 years of age, you probably can put it in your vehicle. You can check. I mean, there's a lot of myths. There's a lot of things that, you know, you're not quite sure of. That's fine. They have a website for that, abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And if you've got something on the back of your car, that green badge that says Flex Fuel or the green gas cap that says E85, put E85 in there. You're doing something good for the economy. And by the way, ethanol burns cleaner. It's better for the environment. So for all the facts, all the information, and to do something good locally, support the farmers, the manufacturers, the truck drivers, the dispensaries, you name it, right here in our own backyard. Keep the money here. All you got to do is go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And just see what it is I've been talking. Don't take my word for it. See what I've been talking about. Go check them out for yourself. Let's go to Dave on the Northwest side. We are doing a top five Friday, looking at the top five quarterbacks in the NFL coming into this season. Dave, what you got?
Well, I'm going to leave two off that everybody's naming, and that's Watson and Jackson. And the reason I'm doing that
okay.
is because when they get to the playoffs, what do?
Crap to bed.
Yeah, they're craptastic. They're coin a phrase from somebody I listened to on the radio. I would go with Drew Brees, number five. Aaron Rodgers, number four. And I'm going to shock you again by putting Mahomes, number three, simply because, well, this is a one-year thing. If he continues to become what he is becoming, then I think, yes, okay, let's move him up. But I think he should be there. Russell Wilson should still be ahead of him, and Brady should still be ahead of him. And I don't know which order to put those two in, because Brady is getting old, and he still gets there. Russell Wilson gets there every year, puts his team on his back, and does it. And yes, Mahomes did last year, but let's see him do it again before we're ready to anoint him as the best in the game.
Okay. All right, good enough. Appreciate it. Good stuff. So he's going a little bit different twist. It's a little more prove yourself to me. Lamar Jackson, he's right. The last couple of years when he's gotten to the postseason has not been spectacular. They've figured out a way basically to say, hey, throw the football. If you can't throw the football against us, then you are not going to perform very well, and we're not going to allow you to perform very well. So he's right in that sense, without a doubt. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Trying to freak us out a little bit. I get it. But there you go. Top five quarterbacks going into the NFL season this year. Your thoughts. A couple of them real quick that I wanted to get to. This one is from Chris. Chris says, number five, Deshaun Watson. Number four, Lamar Jackson. Number three, Drew Brees. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. And number one, Chris says, Aaron Rodgers. He's got Aaron Rodgers at the top spot. This one's from Ray, who tweets us at Bill_Michael, says Deshaun Watson, then Aaron Rodgers at number four. Deshaun Jackson, or Lamar Jackson, I should say, at number three. Russell Wilson at number two. And Patrick Mahomes, he has, at number one. Top five quarterbacks coming in this year to the NFL. Top five coming into the NFL this year. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Mike on the south side. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, I had to bump the young guys, Baltimore and Arizona quarterbacks. Right. I put Brady five, and then I went Rodgers, Wilson four as a tie. I put three A Brees, and then Jared Goff. He gets no credit for anything. What, one game from the Super Bowl?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mahomes. If you would have said Rodgers won, I would have never listened to your show again. Can I get a quick comment on this college thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the Notre Dame fighting over dollars.
Right.
If there's no fans, no vending, there's no money. It might not be worth it to college football.
The one thing that the big Power Five conferences have over the little conferences is television money. The television money for Notre Dame comes from NBC. Appreciate the phone call. You're right. For the smaller, like the Ivy League. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to hang up.
Oh, no, no. Okay. I appreciate
you're done.
Okay. No, I was just going to say the Power Five conferences all have money. They've got the television rights through their own networks, whereas the Ivy League and such and some of these smaller conferences, they don't have that television privilege. What they do is they play the bigger conferences, therefore they get bigger paydays. And what the Power Five conferences are basically, they're probably going to end up doing, the Big Ten's already done, is we're just going to play within the conference and keep the money to ourselves right now because we don't know what the future holds. And that's one of the things that I think they're taking into consideration. They still want the season, but they want the season for the dollars, not necessarily just because. You know what I mean?
Well, no non-conference. So Rutgers will not come to play Wisconsin, so they don't get that payday. But the smaller schools will suffer.
Right. No, every smaller school that would play a big school – you're right. Every smaller school that would play a big school would lose out. Now, where you would have gained big money would have been like Wisconsin and Notre Dame playing at Lambeau Field.
Oh,
I mean, you would have gotten that. Yeah.
The Jacksonville, which is 25% attendance, isn't that their normal attendance?
Jacksonville is, yeah, it's not too big to begin with. Though when Jacksonville does well is when they get good teams that come into Jacksonville. Although Jacksonville's actually become better. They started to pick up fans last year with Minshew Mania.
Well, my surrogate team is the Rams. I don't know why, but I really think they're on the uprise. I love the coach. And I'll hang up and let you get some other callers.
No, I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Now, when you look at a team there, you mentioned Rutgers. Rutgers is in the Big Ten. So Rutgers is in the Big Ten East. But they're in the Big Ten. Because, you know, the Big Ten now is well, how many teams are they deep? What, like 12 or 14 or something like that? Some kind of crazy number. They're 14, 16. It's not even the Big Ten anymore. They should just rename it. But you look at teams, let's just say, like, out of the Coastal or the American Conference. The American Conference doesn't have big television money. So teams like Central Florida or Temple, South Florida even though they've had a pretty good run of it as of late, Tulane, the Houston Cougars, those teams like that are looking for the Power 5 conferences to give them some money, and not going to happen. Same thing with, say, Conference USA, Louisiana Tech, you know, the Rice Owls, stuff like that. There's independents. Who's all the independents? There's Notre Dame, New Mexico, UMass, Army, BYU. BYU is an independent now. And Liberty. Liberty, I think, is the other one, if I'm not mistaken. I think Liberty actually, out of the independents, Notre Dame was the best last year. I think Liberty was like the second best. But the Mid-American Conference, you got some of these smaller Sun Belt Conference. Some of these smaller schools, just they're not going to get those bigger paydays from those big Power 5 conferences. All right, hang in there. We got a lot more yet to come. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We are going to hear from Brewers GM David Stearns. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, summer's here. We know that, right? We saw some good old-fashioned warm thunderstorms yesterday. And if you're looking out of those windows and maybe they're just ugh, or they leak, and you know come wintertime they're going to be leaking a lot of that cold air. You don't want the cold air to get out of your house and the warm air to get in. So maybe you need to change them out. Or maybe you've got a patio door that sticks or it just takes a lot to pull the thing open. And it's one of those old metal, ugh, so it's crap. Or your entry door. That leaks air, hard to open, hard to close. You got to kind of lean your shoulder against it, or it's just not sitting right. A lot of different ways that you can improve your home, improve your life, and do it pain-free when it comes to your wallet. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they help you focus on your fun, your family, your friends, your freedom. Right now, no first payment for 5 months, and then 48 months, zero interest. How about that? Or maybe you really need to replace the doors. How about this? The entry door or the patio door system? $1,000 off right now. It's your choice. 48 months, no interest, no first payment for 5 months, or $1,000 off an entry door system or a patio door system right now from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, PellaWI.com. They have 9 different lines to choose from, and everything they do, they come out and they socially distance themselves, but they measure, they manufacture, then they assemble it, get it all together, come to your house, they install it. It's like they were never there when it's all done. You're not wiping up dust. You're not wiping up nails and screws and all that kind of stuff. They clean up. All that's left is a beautiful entryway, a beautiful set of windows, whatever it happens to be, and you can do it all right now. And they back it, by the way, with the best warranty in the business. What more do you want? The offer ends July 31st, and that colder air is going to be here before you know it. So think about it. Stop in, set up a free in-home or even a virtual consultation today. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com, and see for yourself what it is I'm talking about. I'm sitting here right now looking out of my Pella windows, and I've got a Pella door behind me that goes out onto the balcony, and the dogs love to run out there and just enjoy themselves. As a matter of fact, I put Elmo out there about 10 minutes ago. He's laying right there in the shade, but good stuff. So, thanks to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. So David Stearns, general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, he discusses how his players have handled the weirdness that is social distancing at the ballpark.
Like all of us, some people are going to be more attuned to it than others. We've seen that within baseball and outside of baseball, and we're probably going to see that in our dugouts as well. But the social distancing, personal hygiene protocols that we have in place are certainly something that we're going to continue to touch upon, try to educate our players with.
He also kind of alludes to the fact, when you think about what's going on in Major League Baseball and all the testing, he said, look, baseball, they've never done this before. There is no handbook for this. But they have got a massive undertaking in regards to all of this testing. He said, hey, look, it's been pretty smooth in Milwaukee, but other places have had some problems. He said, look, we're doing this for the first time. You're bound to have a few snags.
They're testing thousands and processing thousands of tests a day. This is something that hasn't really been done, and they've ramped it up extremely quickly. So some glitches at the front end were to be expected. We really haven't suffered many of them at all. And as you guys have seen, we've been able to run our camp pretty smoothly.
Also, it's just been bizarre watching, say, inter-squad games. I mean, even just for us who have been sitting here watching them at home. And by the way, the inter-squad game today is going to be at Brewers.com. You can go watch it live at Brewers.com. Not Facebook Live, but Brewers.com. It's just weird watching inter-squad games at Miller Park.
It's really weird to see Christian Yelich in a batter's box in a Major League stadium in competition in an empty ballpark. It's something we'll remember for a long time, I think, and we'll remember this season going through it for a long time, because these are very unusual feelings for all of us to experience when we're watching games like this.
Also, they're equipped for that 60-game season, as well as the new rules. It's just everything that's in place right now. Everybody's doing it on the fly, but they feel they're ready to go.
One of the things we prioritize in a normal circumstance is trying to prepare for the unexpected. We always talk about, we know crazy things are going to happen. We don't know what they're going to be. Generally, when we're talking about that, we're referring to injuries or underperformance or overperformance. Obviously, we had no idea we were going to be dealing with a pandemic and the type of disruptions that we've encountered.
One of the interesting comments, the utility man, Brock Holt, he was on WEEI earlier this week out there in Boston. And he said he personally didn't play this season, he felt like his career might be over. So opting out for him was never an option. Now, David Stearns talks about his thoughts on players that have to make a tough decision like that.
The variety of considerations that each person has to go through in their own minds with their families, and really had to go through in a pretty short amount of time from when an agreement was reached. We knew we were starting up. So then reporting to camp is pretty tough.
So there you go. David Stearns talking to the media a little bit earlier. By the way, we were doing our top five quarterbacks. Eric tweets me at Bill_Michaels. He says, no love for Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, in his first year, I thought he played admirably. He didn't get the recognition that, obviously Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or those guys did. But I really look for good things out of Kyler Murray. He surprised a lot of people on what was not that great a team in a rebuild. They did some really good things out there. They're really, extremely happy with the choice they made in picking him up. So, no, it's not that I don't have love for him. I wouldn't put him in the top five. But in the top ten, he's right there. But I thought Kyler Murray, when you talk about one of the guys as far as an unsung hero, Kyler Murray had a hell of a season last year. I would not disagree with that at all. Not at all. I thought he played extremely well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and give us a shout. 855-830-8648. The summer of 2020 is supposed to bring a lot of closure for NBA's top team. And after the challenging for the first championships in 74, the Bucks are going to be able to offer superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo the largest contract in NBA history, valued at about $254 million. Now, Giannis agreeing to such a deal would help prove that the mid-market team could retain a franchise player with a strong team building around him. It would also give justification for the Supermax's rules, which were introduced back in 2017. Now, Giannis's upcoming Supermax decision is a lot of uncertainty. The Bucks are chasing a title under unprecedented circumstances as the NBA restarts their season. But the league's financial future lacks clarity. And so they talk about the new realities of the league and the uncertain salary cap effect of what his massive decision may fall upon. Let's just say Milwaukee and the rest of the NBA, Giannis at 25 signs a new deal or declines a Supermax, potentially making him one of the best free agents in league history, that would happen in 2021. So typically the NBA salary cap is set using a formula based on the basketball-related income, the BRI, if you will, from the previous season. Now, the league also keeps teams informed on the future cap numbers, and based on those projections, they were about $117 million in cap in 2020 and 2021 with a bump to $125 million for next year. Now, the cap is important here because the financial value of the Bucks of the Supermax offer to Giannis would be based upon the percentage of salary cap from the 2021 and 2022 seasons. That first year of the new deal, though there's now no certainty that number is going to be $125 million. It's still going to end up being more. And when we went through this with Steve Ashburner before, it's still going to be more, $30, $40, $50 million at least more than any other team can offer him. So the Supermax was put in place to keep up-and-coming stars like this in their own backyard for those teams to be able to sign him. But it looks as if, say there's $125 million cap space along the way, the Bucks could pay him in the 2021-2022 season $43.8 million. Okay? A new team would only be able to pay him about $37.5 million. $47.3 million the next season, where a new team can only pay him $39 million. $50 million in the third season, a new team can only pay him $41 million. $54 million in the fourth season, a new team can only pay him $43 million. So you see where I'm going with this. It just continues, the gap continues to widen if he would sign with the Bucks versus another team. What the total deal would work out to be would be Milwaukee could sign Giannis for $253.8 million, and the new team that he would end up going to, if indeed he should decide to leave, over that that four-year period would only give him $161.3 million. So you kind of get the sense that just on money alone, Giannis would be giving up a ton. He'd be giving up almost $90 million. So just on money alone, you would assume that Giannis is not going anywhere, which is a really good breakdown. I'm reading a lot of this based upon the analytics and the facts and figures at ESPN.com. But I just had a couple of questions that people had posed to me after Steve Ashburner's discussion with us earlier about what would be the difference in money if Giannis should stay or go somewhere else. That's the breakdown. That's the breakdown. That's a giant chunk of change. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chat about it, we can. Got a lot of other stuff coming up as well. After the top of the hour, our good buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58, he's going to be here. And then if you missed Steve Ashburner, who was on with us a little while ago, if you missed that interview, you're going to hear that coming up again here at the bottom of the next hour, so you can stay tuned for that. This portion of the program, it's brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. They need your trade. They are looking to value right now for free whatever bike it is you are riding. They'll give you a value for it. Bring it on down. They're looking not only for trade-ins, but they're looking for used bikes, gently used motorcycles, or gently loved, as they call them. But if you're looking for, hey, motor clothes, if you're looking for leathers, if you're looking for helmets, for shoes, for jewelry, for things for your bar, for things for your house, flags to fly, whatever it happens to be, they've got it. Not to mention, if you're going to trick out whatever Harley it is you possibly have, they got a terrific parts department. Or just schedule your service. Maybe you got a couple of rides coming up. Our ride for Fisher House, Wisconsin, is coming up on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. If you want to get in on that ride, we're going to start talking about that a little bit. You can always go to Fisher House, Wisconsin, fisherhousewi.org, and see for yourself. But there's a lot of good stuff coming up, a lot of good riding left this season, and that's a great way to socially distance yourself with wind therapy. Don't forget. That's a great way to get out. You don't have to do it with a crowd of people, you know, if you're out riding on a motorcycle. So we hope to see you out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson on 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of the highway, just south of 94 right there. You can't miss it, right across the street from the hospital. But remember, they're the number one dealership. So get out of the house. Get out of the house. Get out to the best, the absolute best. Voted on by the way, Harley-Davidson Motor Company. Not by me, but by Harley-Davidson itself, the number one dealership. Go out and see them out there in Oconomowoc. Go to wisharley.com, wishd.com, wisconsinharley.com. Whatever you want to use, they've got a bunch of different domains. It all takes you to the same place, wisconsinharley.com. Go out there and say hi to my buddy Craig. He's the GM as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Couple of things. If you didn't hear us mention it before, the San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey opting out. He's got a newborn, and he says, you know what, I'm worried about the newborn's health. So, therefore, he has opted out to play this season, telling reporters today that his family recently adopted identical twin girls who were born prematurely. And after weighing for a long time the options, he said, it just felt like in the current state that we're in right now, the baby's being fragile for the next 4 months. He said it wasn't an easy decision, but he said it was a decision that he knew he needed to make. So Posey has missed the past three practices dealing with a personal issue, quote. And in a statement today, the Giants said they fully support Buster's decision. Buster's an integral part of our team. He'll be sorely missed, but we look forward to having him back in 2021. He's a six-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion. Last season posted a 257 batting average, 320 on base percentage, 368 slugging percentage, which were all the lows of his career. But Buster Posey opting out of this baseball season. We'll talk some more baseball coming up after the top of the hour, by the way. Our good buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Is going to be here, so we'll talk with him about what he's witnessed regarding the Brewers and the scrimmage. Obviously, the Bucks getting down into the bubble, we'll get into all of that. Jimmy Johnson out of NASCAR, confused as everybody else about his plight with the coronavirus. A positive test caused the seven-time NASCAR champion to miss the first race of his career, and it was followed 3 days later by a negative test. Now, he never suffered any symptoms. He was tested only after his wife, bothered by seasonal allergies, received a positive test. Was it a false positive? Were he and his wife carrying the virus for some time before their tests? He said, I don't know. He said, there's a lot of speculation there. He was talking earlier today, a full week after testing positive, he said, I'm the most frustrated person out there, especially living in a world of facts that we do. To not have the facts, he said, it just drives me nuts. He said, out of last Sunday's race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which snapped his streak of 663 consecutive starts, the longest among active drivers, but he tested negative this past Monday and Tuesday. He's been cleared by NASCAR to race again this weekend at Kentucky Motor Speedway, but the first negative test sent the constantly changing emotions to a different level. He said, my first response was just anger. He said, I started cussing and used every cuss word that I knew of, and I think I invented a few new ones. It was just so weird. He said, the anger, because I've been asymptomatic. Anger hits, and then he said the speculation in his mind, and then it's, you know, wait a second. There's nothing good that can come of this. Nobody knows. I don't know. It's just time to move on. But he tested last week positive, and then on Monday negative, and on Tuesday negative, doesn't have any of the symptoms. His wife tested positive, but she has allergies that mimicked a lot of the symptoms of COVID. And so now it doesn't say, let me see here. Both he and his wife, by the way, were isolated from their young children as they waited to be tested again. But they feel like the allergies are causing her to test positive, and really, in reality, they're asymptomatic. So he's like, look, I'm completely confused about all of this. I don't know how this works. I don't know about this disease. Or this virus, I should say. The 44-year-old was required to have two negative COVID tests in a 24-hour span and be cleared by a doctor to return to racing, which in less than, about a week from the time he tested positive, he's now cleared to race. Weird. Weird, weird, weird stuff out of the world of racing. As Jimmy Johnson, he doesn't even know what the heck's going on and questioning the testing now. And look, we've said all along, I said this at the beginning of the show, David Stearns talked about it as well. When you heard his comments, the Brewers general manager, this is something we've never done before. This is because somebody ate a bat. All of a sudden, within 3-4 months, you're trying to figure it out on the fly. Did I say it would be easy? No. As a matter of fact, I expect a lot of chaos. I think it's actually been better for the most part than what could have happened when it comes to non-chaos. You had a few blips on the radar when it came to Major League Baseball, but they seem to be working it out. I'm sure the NBA is going to have a few, right? And then when you talk about not only the NBA, but now football, you would assume that everybody's putting fires out as you go. I don't expect this thing to be perfect, not by any stretch of the imagination. Hey, reminder, coming up on August 3rd, Monday, August 3rd, we've got our golf outing cigar dinner out there at Ironwood Golf Course, and it's going to be a lot of fun, but tickets are on sale. It's limited. So get your tickets now. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com and get your tickets. Or just stop out and see my buddy Mike Lehman, the GM out there at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. He's got tickets on site as well. We're going to have a lot of fun that night. Speaking of fun, we're going to talk with Kevin Holden, the CBS 58. He is going to join us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.